Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Faisal Patel. Inshallah, I will be in your company until about 8 p.m. this evening with regards to the Sanha program. Yes, you heard right. This is the Sanha call-in program and inshallah, that will take us to the top of the hour at about 8 p.m. Now, there's a number of ways that you can reach me. You can WhatsApp me on 072-786-1548. Or alternatively, you can give me a call on 011-854-1548. While we at this moment, let us welcome the listeners listening to us on medium wave 1548, those listening to us via satellite decoders, those listening to us via audio streaming on radioislam.co.za, and if you have DSTV, you can tune in via channel 826. So if there are any queries with regards to anything that you want to consume or considering consuming, then inshallah you can contact me, or you can call the number, as I mentioned, 011-854-1548. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548. Alternatively, you can also send me an SMS on 48833. Now, to answer all those pertinent questions with regards to your halal or halal dietary needs or observations or queries, on the line we do welcome Molana Bilal Nicholson from Sanha, the South African National Halal Authority. Molana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself, Brother Faisal, and to all the wonderful listeners. We hope you had a nice experience on the Hajj. May Allah can accept and from all the Hajj as well.
Ameen. Jazakallah for those wonderful words. Molana, yes, I did have a wonderful experience. Still trying to come to terms with the fatigue that has consumed me. And obviously, some of us experiencing a bout of some colds and flus and pains and aches here and there. But Alhamdulillah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're managing to recover from that. Just a note to the listeners. Yes, I did remember all of you, all the listeners of Radio Islam in my du'as. Alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to spend a lot of time making dua on the plains of Arafah, and I had a lot of time to remember everyone in your duas. May Allah SWT accept the efforts of all the hujjaj that have been on Hajj, and accept their Hajj and grant them Hajj Maqbool and Hajj Mabruk, inshallah. Well, now coming on to the first question for this evening, somebody sending a question via WhatsApp. Just a reminder to the listeners as well, the number to call is 011-854-1548 if you do have a telephonic query. If not, you can also WhatsApp me 072-786-1548. First question coming through, it was sent in earlier, Molana. Somebody asking, I'd like to find out if splash centerfold gum is halal.
That product, unfortunately, we don't have information on it at the moment, but we can query it. Alhamdulillah, we do have a service where we will get in touch with the manufacturer. We will find out what is the critical ingredients in the product. If so, where exactly those ingredients come from, and then inshallah we'll be able to advise. If the consumer can please contact our offices, I will be giving the details for our offices at the end of the show, and then we'll investigate further inshallah.
Another question coming through on WhatsApp as well, Salam, is all fishaways halal?
Not all the fishaways stores are certified halal. And you know, one might think it's simply fish, why is it not halal? Right? So yes, we agree that fish by itself is halal, but obviously there's much more than fish happening at the back.
Of course.
You're having the marinades, and you are having different types of seasoning. Mm-hmm. You know, and without halal certification to verify that everything is halal, it becomes very difficult to give a guarantee. You know, in our experience, we've seen at such restaurants that perhaps on the menu there's only fish mentioned, mm-hmm. but from time to time the staff will bring their own meat along. The owner might just, you know, feel for a piece of wasp for lunch, and he'll just put it on the same grill day, you know. Without halal certification, how do you guarantee that that doesn't happen?
Of course. Malana, somebody sending through another question, Salams, is Skittles halal suitable?
Yes, Skittles are halal suitable.
All right, another question coming through on WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum. Is clover cheese slices halal, and what is halal at the Woolies bakery section?
Yes, the Woolies bakery section, the pre-packed rolls and breads, those are halal suitable. As for the remaining bakery products, because Woolies has so many suppliers, different parts of the country, the only products that we can give a guarantee on other ones that actually bear this in our halal logo. With regards to the other products that don't have our logo, unfortunately, we cannot give a guarantee.
All right, another question coming through on WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum, hope you are well. Indeed, I am well, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. Please, can you advise on the Sem Yang noodles made in Korea? They are certified by the Korean Muslim Halal Federation. Jazakallah.
Okay, unfortunately, at the moment, we don't know much about the Korean Halal Federation, nor do we have a working relationship with them. Our concern with noodle products is obviously the flavoring or the seasoning, which sometimes can contain real meat derivatives. Mm-hmm. So until and unless it's verified exactly what the seasoning is comprised of, we will not be able to give a guarantee.
All right, another one coming through, Molana, on WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum, is the Tayaz Rito mini chocolates halal?
These are from Turkey. The major problem with these products is the gelatin that they contain, and we unfortunately have not been able to verify exactly where the gelatin comes from. There are also other ingredients such as emulsifiers, whey powder, which may be produced with animal rennet. There would be flavoring, colorants, etc. These are also doubtful ingredients, and until it's verified exactly what they are, we cannot give a guarantee.
All right, another question coming through. Just a reminder to the listeners, the phone call seemed to be a bit slow. I would hate that, you know, we have a clog at the end, so please do get in your queries as early as possible. The number to call, 011-854-1548. You can also WhatsApp me, 072-786-1548. And inshallah, we'll get Molana to answer those questions and provide you with the answer you possibly require. Molana, somebody sending through another question on WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum, is clover cheese slices halal?
Clover sliced cheese products, if they are manufactured in South Africa, then they are halal suitable. As for the imports, sometimes they do contain animal rennet, therefore we don't give a guarantee for them. But generally, most of the sliced products from clover are manufactured in South Africa, and those are halal suitable.
Right, another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum, can we use the Clicks mint waxed floss?
The mint wax floss, so we're not sure about the flavoring in there. We'll need to check further with the company with regard to the flavoring, but the plain wax floss may be used.
All right, another one that's come through, Molana, is Celebrex capsules. Celebrex capsules, is that permissible?
The capsule shell is manufactured from bovine or beef gelatin.
All right.
Now, you know, where there is an alternative, it would be better to opt for that. But if this is a necessary medication, one should seek the advice of a doctor. And if the doctor feels that, you know, you really need to take this medication, then there would be a concession to do so.
All right, that seems to be the questions on WhatsApp. No telephone calls at the moment. We are waiting for your calls and for your WhatsApps to come through. Inshallah, if you do have a question for Molana Bilal, you will then answer it. We do normally get a flood of questions towards the end. It is just about 19 minutes left before we conclude the program. So please, I don't want to disappoint anybody. Please do get your questions in as early as possible. The numbers to call again, 011-854-1548. You can also WhatsApp me on 072-786-1548. I understand we do have a caller online. Let's take the caller. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, your question for Molana?
Molana, I just wanted to know, is Cadbury dairy milk chocolate halal?
As long as they're manufactured in South Africa, then yes, they are halal suitable. As for some of the imports, we have the crunchy, the flake, as well as the five-star products, and the Oreo from Egypt. Those are also halal suitable. Some of the other imports we're still looking into.
Okay, Jazakallah for that question. Molana, a question coming through on WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum, is Lay's chips and dairy milk chocolates halal?
Lay's chips are certified halal by SEMHA. As for dairy milk chocolates, as I mentioned, the ones that are manufactured in South Africa, and the imported Oreo, the imported Flake, Five Star, and Crunchy, these are also halal suitable. They do have some other imports like the Breakaway, the Cadbury Fingers, and the Cadbury Glow. That products we're still looking into. We don't have sufficient information as yet.
All right, a number of WhatsApp questions coming through. Somebody asking a question. Assalamu alaikum. Is the Biogen brand Dis-Chem Collagen halal?
This product we can't give a guarantee for. Collagen is always derived from animals. In this case, most of the collagen products, it would be bovine collagen, but sometimes it can even be pork. So with collagen products, we advise caution. Today, Sinai has not certified any collagen product.
All right. Another question coming through. Somebody actually posted a picture. I'm just waiting for it to load. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is this yogurt certified by Sana? Jazakallah. I think it's a Greek, or it's written in Greek. It's Clover Authenticos, Molana.
Yes, the product is halal suitable.
All right. Somebody asking again, Clover Authenticos. Well, that Molana answered that question. The second question this person is asking, must the brown iced coffee variants manufactured by King Ka Food, I'm sure it's IND India Company Limited or IND Co Limited, product of Taiwan?
Unfortunately, no information yet on the product. If the consumer can please forward the details to our office, inshallah, we'll do the investigation on their behalf.
All right. Somebody asking a question. Assalamu alaikum. I've heard that Pringles are no longer halal. Is this true or false, Molana?
Well, Pringles, they started manufacturing in South Africa at the moment. With regard to South African products, unfortunately, we haven't received any disclosure and therefore can't give a guarantee on them. As for the products which come from Malaysia, which you will also find in the South African market, those are certified halal by Jakim. A reputable Malaysian halal body, and are deemed halal.
All right, another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Are Lindt chocolates halal?
Lindt chocolates, some of them contain liquor. However, they are clearly marked in the ingredients. Different variants of liquor are clearly marked in the ingredients. So please check the ingredients and ensure that the variant that you're purchasing does not contain liquor. There's also one variant called the strawberry macaron, which contains carmine, an insect-derived dye, and that's not halal.
All right, another question coming through on WhatsApp. WhatsApp, salams, is El's sauces chili sauce halal, master sauce?
Well, I didn't get the brand there, you said?
El's sauces, A-L-S, El's sauces, chili sauce halal.
Not familiar with the brand. I'll need to check. If the consumer can please forward the details to our office, and inshallah we'll advise further.
All right, now final question on WhatsApp. We're still waiting for your questions. Salams, are there any halal McDonald's, Burger King's and KFC's?
China has not certified any of these franchise outlets, and unfortunately at this stage we can't give you a guarantee for any of them.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to go for a quick half a minute Nizam break, and then we'll come back inshallah and we'll take some more questions. Stay tuned to Radio Islam.
हाजिर है तेरे दरबार में हम हाजिर है तेरे दरबार में हम अल्लाह करम अल्लाह करम अल्लाह करम देती है सदा ये चश्मे.
Okay, welcome back to Radio Islam International. My name is Faisal Patel. This is a Sana call-in Q&A program. The line's a bit slow today. No questions coming through, mostly on WhatsApp. Just a reminder that if you don't want to call in, if you do have a query, you can give us a call on 011-854-1548. You can also WhatsApp 0727861548. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is Mentos individually wrapped chews halal?
Some of the flavors are halal and some of them are not. So the flavors which are not halal, I can just briefly go through them. It would be the strawberry yogurt, the cherry yogurt, the cinnamon, the sour mix, the rainbow, the grape flavor, and the berry mix. The remaining flavors, such as the lemon, the orange, strawberry, plain cherry, these are, and mint, these would be considered halal suitable.
All right. Well, I just want to share something with you. You know, speaking about Hajj earlier, while we're waiting for the WhatsApps to come through and also the telephone calls, we were staying in a hotel with over 6,500 people from different countries across the globe. And I managed to speak to a person by the name of Alden Dugonjic. Alden Dugonjic. And I spoke to him and I spent some time with him. I did an interview with him. And surprise, surprise, Milana, you know what he told me? That he works very close with Sanha in Croatia. Can you believe that? So I'm not sure if you know about him, Alden Dugonjic. He is from Croatia. I actually did an interview with him, and apparently they work very close with Sanha with products in that particular country. I think probably to certify some things as well. So just a little information.
Alhamdulillah, we received so many queries from internationally. From some of the places you don't know how to pronounce the name. Sometimes you don't know how to not pronounce the person's
absolutely
name as well.
All right, so that was Alden Dugonjic. He was staying with me in Makatul Mukarrama, and yeah, links to Sana as well. Let's go to the lines. We do have a caller. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air. All right, she's not live on air, so let's go back to the WhatsApps. Assalamu alaikum. Are Pringles products halal?
Pringles manufactured in Malaysia are halal suitable. As for the newly launched products, which are manufactured in South Africa, we are unfortunately not in a position to give a guarantee yet.
All right. Somebody asking Salams would like to know if slow-mag tablets and capsules are halal, Shazakallah.
The tablets and the fuzzy tablets are halal suitable. The capsules contain bovine gelatin and should be avoided.
All right. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is products from Checkers Bakery halal?
It better avoid it. Because we don't know what ingredients they're using in those products, and there is probably contamination happening.
All right. Also on WhatsApp, Salams, is Dischem digestive enzymes halal? Which digestive enzymes are halal?
So what happens with Dischem is that they're also outsourcing their manufacturing. When they use a manufacturer or a toll packer that is SENA certified, then you will see a SENA halal logo on the product. Unfortunately, in this case, I don't believe it. They are using such a manufacturer, so we don't know about the Dischem brand. There is a brand called Solel, S-O-L-E-L. They do have digestive enzyme capsules, ready capsules, and that is halal also.
All right, let's go back to the WhatsApps. The Clover Authenticos, three flavors, original, granadella, and strawberry. Is that halal?
Yes, all three are halal also.
All right, yeah, this person did send a photo, so all three are halal to that person that sent it in. Salams, is Coke halal and Pepsi and Kingsley?
Coke is halal suitable, Pepsi is also halal suitable. As for Kingsley, unfortunately, we don't have any information.
All right, let's go to the lines. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Your question for Mulana?
Tell me, is sparkling water halal?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is flavored water, right?
Yes.
They're not willing to provide disclosure on the flavoring that they use, and therefore we can't give you a guarantee.
No, because I know it's not halal. On Bakri Day, they were selling it at the farm that feed this thing, and when I told my husband and my friend she was selling it and it's not halal, they said, oh, it's halal.
Okay, Appa,
I know because my brother sells it at the shop and we have to stop selling it.
Gee, okay. Has Molana answered your question? Are you satisfied?
No. I'm satisfied, but I'm saying I informed a Muslim person that is unhalal and they ignored me.
I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him hidayah, inshallah, to do the right thing and to refrain from using it, inshallah.
And I can't seem to get where I live. I can't seem to get halal yogurt.
Where are you living, Appa?
Brakpan in the East End, near between Benoni and Springs.
Mulana, can you advise on halal yogurt?
If you go to your local supermarket, such as...
No, we don't have any Muslim supermarkets in Brakpan. There's only Pick and Pay, and the malls will get far.
If you go to the Pick and Pay? If you go to the Pick and Pay,
they don't have... They don't have the halal ones. They don't cater for us.
Clover yogurts are halal suitable.
Jazakallah for the question, Appa. Let's go back to the WhatsApps. Assalamu alaikum. Is magpie halal? Magpies?
Magpies are not certified by Sana. Unfortunately, we cannot give you anything.
All right. Another question coming through of somebody just saying Jazakallah to the previous question. Adriano's Rolls, baking for spa.
Not aware. Perhaps they are supplying it to spa. Well, actually, speaking of spa, they have a policy where, as the previous caller said, they don't cater for halal. In fact, they don't want any association with halal.
So, right. If
we got spa brand that grows or any of their products, unfortunately, we can't give a guarantee.
All right, we're going to take the last three questions as we are nearing the top of the hour. Assalamu alaikum. These E numbers, is it okay? I'm just going to read them out quickly, Marana. E260, E330, E150, E415, E202.
Okay, those are halal suitable.
Are they all halal suitable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and final question. Assalamu alaikum. I wanted to find out if Eastern Highlands with chai seeds are halal suitable. It's a juice.
No information on that at the moment.
All right, so no information on that particular juice at the moment. Maybe you can send your queries to Sanha, inshallah, and they will then try to assist you with your query, what you may have, inshallah. Just gone 7 minutes to 8 o'clock. Maulana, should I say jazakallah again, once again, for your time on Radio Islam International. And just a reminder to the listeners, if they have any queries, obviously the next program of Sanha will be next week, Monday, with a different presenter. But if they got any queries during the week, how they can reach you on the various platforms?
There's just one thing I'd like to mention. Someone is using the phone nowadays to be able to. And what we find is that people are ordering via call center.
Okay, Maulana, just 1 second. It's a bit fuzzy. You can just repeat what you said. People are ordering via call center.
Via call center's food. Right. What happens? You don't necessarily have to go into the store. You can simply phone them, or in fact, sometimes you reach their call centers.
Okay.
So what you need to do is that you have to verify that if you've ordered a halal meal, just check your slip when you do receive your delivery to ensure that your meal did come from the halal store that you found.
Oh, okay. I understand what Maulana is saying. So basically, if you order from Mr. ABC, who is halal, when you get the slip, see if it's from Mr. ABC and not Mr. DEF.
Right, yes. Because we've seen that there has been some confusion at call centers, especially when the call centers are outsourced, with no experience and no regard, no awareness of halal, then there is a mix-up.
All right, absolutely. Jazakallah for that, Maulana. Just a reminder to the listeners how they can get hold of Sanha if they do have a query during the week or any other query related to halal or haram.
Okay, the Sanha halal helpline number is 0861-786-111. Our email address, helpline@sanha.org.za. We are on Facebook, South African National Halal Authority, on Twitter, Sanha_halal. As well as on Instagram.
All right, Jazakallah, Maulana. Inshallah, we will catch up with you next week with another installment of the Sanha program. Continue to remember us in your du'as, Maulana, and have a blessed week, inshallah.
And you also please keep us in your du'a, especially the du'a of the Hajj is Maqbul.
Ameen.
We request that you take our names personally, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah, Maulana. Inshallah, I will do that as well. That was Maulana Bilal Nicholson from Sanha, inshallah, giving us some answers to your pertinent questions with regards to halal and haram. Very, very important, especially when you're visiting different countries and also locally as well. We shouldn't just consume food for the sake of consuming it because we are hungry. Rather, stick to what is permissible and not what is maybe contaminated or not contaminated. Jazakallah to all those that called in. Jazakallah to all the people that have sent in WhatsApps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for calling in and for making this program quite interactive as well. Please remember the entire ummah in your du'as, inshallah, all those people that are going through difficulty, all those people that are sick, all those people that are going through financial trouble. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them and ease their burden. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the ummah more create more muhabba for the ummah, inshallah. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the program, you know, I did a nice video in the week, just to digress, where Mufti Musaji mentioned that a haji's dua is accepted for the remainder of Dhul Hijjah and up to 3 months after Dhul Hijjah. So with that note, I take this opportunity to say that inshallah I remember all our Radio Islam listeners, the management staff, and all my friends and family and entire ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my du'as, inshallah. May the Muslims become more prosperous and more closer together and more united in the future, inshallah. From myself and my engineer for this evening, please do take care of yourself. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.